60 years ago tomorrow, May 13th, a phrase entered our language that has since ascended, or descended, perhaps, into the public domain of familiar political rhetoric. Veteran newsman Robert Trout remembers the day in 1940 that Winston Churchill first spoke the famous words, blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
It was a phrase that might have been lost in calmer times, but on Friday morning, May 10th, 1940, there was no calm. With Teutonic precision, Germany had pivoted west and was drilling into Holland and Belgium with shocking speed.
To hear the chief of Columbia's Continental Staff, William L. Shirer, we take you now to Berlin.
The decisive battle of the war has begun. Undoubtedly one of the decisive battles of history. We're all a little dazed here tonight, trying to keep up with the latest news of the German army's lightning strokes in Holland and Belgium.
The real German target was even more frightening, Paris. From the 17th floor of 485 Madison Avenue, as on other mornings of crisis, I could watch the dawn rise over New York as I drank lukewarm coffee and read the flow of bulletins that morning. For 8 months, the war that had begun in Poland in September had been conveniently contained in far-off Eastern Europe, where passive Western governments could forgive themselves for limiting their intervention to declarations and protests. In the United States, Senator William Borah of Idaho dismissed it all as a phony war, another phrase that acquired a life of its own at the time. But the invasion news that Friday changed everything. In London, the cautious diplomacy of Neville Chamberlain collapsed in disgrace.
This is London. At 9 o'clock tonight, Neville Chamberlain announced his resignation. Winston Churchill, who has held more political offices than any living man, is now Prime Minister. Mr. Churchill can inspire confidence, and he can preach a doctrine of hate that is acceptable to the majority of this country. That may be useful during these next few months.
Ed Murrow was wrong about only one thing in that report. We would not have to wait months. On Monday, May 13th, with Rotterdam in flames, Churchill made his first public statement as Prime Minister. Finally, the volume of the rhetoric began to express the dimension of the reality. From then on, England would live dangerously.
Winston Churchill walked into a cheering House of Commons this afternoon to ask for a vote of confidence in his new government.
And that was where he said it for the first time. He had used the phrase that morning in speaking privately to his cabinet, but it was in Parliament that it struck a nerve. In those days, no microphones or recording equipment were permitted in the chamber. So what would become Churchill's most famous words were lost to history the moment they were spoken. It fell first to reporters to recognize them and mark them for immortality.
If you ask what is our policy, said the new Prime Minister, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all the strength that God can give us. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. If you ask what is our aim, I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival.
What would soon be the keynote words to the Battle of Britain finally did get recorded. 4 years after the war, and now playing historian, Churchill sat at his desk at Chartwell before a microphone and tape console, recording a series of private readings from both his memoirs and his wartime speeches, a collection of his greatest hits, one might say. Among the readings was the lost speech of May 13th, 1940.
In this crisis, I hope I may be pardoned if I do not address the House at any length today. I hope that any of my friends and colleagues or former colleagues who are affected by the political reconstruction will make all allowances for any lack of ceremony with which it has been necessary to act. I would say to the House, as I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
I must say, I still feel the excitement when I hear those words, and when I think of them being spoken in 1940 by a short, rather round-shouldered, aging man with years enough to be drawing a pension, he surely recognized the literary power as well as the biblical resonance of his humble offering in the face of what was before him. More important, he made us believe it would be enough.
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Veteran newsman Robert Trout, he lives in New York City and Madrid, Spain.